my ducks, my swans, welcome to the pod. My ducks, my swans, welcome to the pod. My name is Dorian from group82music.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about, does Drake owe Q Miller anything? All right. So for those of y'all that don't know, to fill you in on this situation, it's about damn near 5 years old now. So back in 2015, Meek Mill and Drake had a beef. And the beef was that Drake don't write his own raps. And at that time, there had been really nobody in the history of hip hop that was as big as Drake that had got accused of anything like this. So I'm gonna fill y'all in on the situation for those of y'all don't know. Back in 2015, Meek Mill dropped the album Dreams Worth More Than Money. And on that album, he had a song called Rico. And the song was featuring Drake. At the time, Meek said he was on drugs and stuff like that. And he went on Twitter and he went on a rant talking about niggas in the industry is fake and all this shit, wooty wooty woo. And he said, stop comparing me to Drake too, because Drake don't write his own raps. Now, back in 2015, this is a big deal. Because nobody as big as Drake, who had as many hit singles and hit albums as Drake, had ever been accused of not writing their own raps. Not writing your own raps is a cardinal sin in hip hop. The reason being is because when hip hop was born on August 11th, 1973, it was born in the middle of the soul, funk, and disco era. And with those art forms, people could either sing, dance, or play an instrument. When it came to hip hop, wasn't no singing. Niggas wasn't dancing, and niggas wasn't playing no instruments. The only thing you had was your bars and your delivery. That's it. And so if you ain't even writing your own bars, nigga, you're literally just a robot in the studio who's being told what to do based on how to rap with your voice. And back then, you listen to the voices in the 70s and 80s, it's not like the rap voices of today. So it literally was like, nigga, you don't do shit. But obviously hip hop evolved, it's not like that anymore. But still, there's a lot of people that thought if you don't write your own raps, you're not considered one of the best rappers ever, which Drake was starting to get into that conversation. And so when Meek said this, his camp released these reference tracks from a dude named Quentin Miller. And Quentin Miller sounds like he wrote Drake's whole entire fucking verse. Listen to the reference tracks. You tell me.
Oh, money, new women, gotta keep it bouncing. The girl of your dreams to me is probably not a challenge.
Old ways, new women, gotta keep a balance. The girl of your dreams to me is probably not a challenge.
Boom. All right. So anybody that's ever made music, you know you make reference tracks. You go to my song, She Like That, on Spotify. I literally have the original song. I have the acapella, have the instrumental, and I put every single reference track that I use. Because when you're writing songs, you use reference tracks. But when you write your own songs, you got your own reference tracks. You don't use nobody else's. So if you're using somebody else's reference tracks, that means that they wrote the bars. And Q Miller has went on record and said he has never been a ghostwriter for Drake. But when you go check the songwriting credits for Rico, his name ain't on there. So we got the reference track, but you saying the stuff, but the songwriting credits don't have your name. Ghost, not have your name. Reference track, writer. Nigga, you a ghostwriter. And so it was a big deal, a very big deal. We had the beef, had the songs, Drake dropped back to back, basically ended it. Now Meek and Drake are friends, it's all good, whatever. Quentin Miller went on Instagram on the fifth anniversary of If You Read This Is Too Late, February 13th, 2015. How do I know that? Because February 14th, 2015 is when my first album, The Duck Tape, came out. Q Miller went on Instagram and he said this.
You know, a lot of people have been congratulating me and sending me messages and shit about a 5-year anniversary of If You're Reading This and shit. It's pretty much taboo for me to even talk about it. You know, I pretty much try to act like it don't even exist. The biggest project of my entire career, right? Unfortunately, you know, I don't have the good memories about it that everybody has. You know, my good memories were all murdered. You know what I'm saying? Like the day Meek Mandela, y'all buying that bullshit since he came out of jail, like he's whatever. The day he, you know, put my name out there, you know, and it just blew up my whole spot. That shit just f***ed everything up for me, bro.
Now, when I'm listening to all this shit, I'm like, nigga, you wrote the song, okay? And when you wrote the song, you decided not to get credit for writing the song. That's the cardinal sin number one. Whenever you write something, you need to get credit. And I know back in the day, people used to do that. They ghost write. I know Kanye is talking about how he came into the game. He ghost produced for Jermaine Dupri back on the album. I think it was called Life in 1472. So I understand that people do that. But nowadays, you don't really have to do that. And in 2015, Q Miller, if you wrote something, you should at least, bare minimum, got your name in the songwriting credits, especially if you have the reference track. Once all this stuff came out, and it was a beef, and you had restaurants and all these Twitter accounts getting in on it, Drake versus Meek Mill, Q Miller should have immediately went into business mode. And what he should have did, he should have found a way to reverse engineer all this attention. Because at one time, I'm pretty sure he was the number one trending topic on every social media platform. Quentin Miller. Your name isn't going to get any bigger than that on the level where people type in Drake Quentin Miller or Meek Mill Quentin Miller. Like, you should have took advantage of that. What he should have did, he should have went on a promo tear. He should have did every podcast. He should have did every talk show. He should have did every interview. And he should have told his side of the story. And some of y'all going to come in the comments and say, well, how do you know he didn't sign an NDA? Why the fuck would you sign an NDA? You wrote the song. Like, do you want to be famous that bad? Do you want to be in the music industry that bad where you would let someone else take credit for your shit? If you want to let someone else take credit for your shit, then you deserve everything that happened to you. But given the fact he's talking about the stuff now and he's saying things like Drake and Meek Mill or Meek Mandela, or if you read this, it's too late. The fact that he's actually talking about it and using the names shows me he didn't sign an NDA. Because if he did, he just violated. If he doesn't care about violating it now, he probably wouldn't have cared about violating it back then. So that shows me he didn't really sign one. He should have went on a tear. He should have reverse engineered all that attention. In the meantime, he should have got all his music mixed and mastered and start pumping it out. And then one thing that he should have done, even if people ain't listen to your music or they don't care about the Drake Meek Mill situation, what he should have did is set up a website, www.qmillersongwriting.com. I know some of y'all thinking like, why the fuck would he do that? I'll tell you why he would do that. Because he got all his attention. His songwriting. And there's a lot of people out here who don't know how to write songs. And when you listen to that Q Miller reference track, and you listen to that Drake reference track, Drake killed that shit. He had the delivery, he had the voice inflections, it sounds better. So there are other people out there that are thinking like, if he can write a hit record for Drake, Q Miller can write a hit record for me. And what he should have did is set up that website. He should have found his producer friends, and he should have wrote a whole bunch of hooks and a whole bunch of verses and then start uploading to the sites. The same way that y'all producers do with your beats, that's what he should have did. He should have had leases, he should have had exclusive rights, and he should have priced them at a premium level where it's only gonna go to serious artists, where he gets the publishing, he gets the royalties. $250, $500, $1,000, whatever he would have did. And what that would have done is that would have got his music out there to the common public. And he would have had a residual income off the royalties and the publishing, and he would have got the direct income from when they bought the lease or when they bought the exclusive rights to the song. And his brand would have got bigger, because if he's really a songwriter, you can do that every day. I can write 2 to 3 songs a day. I tell y'all this all the time. If I didn't have Group A2 Music, I would write 2 to 3 songs every single day. Because when you have the gift of songwriting, you can just do that. And if that's really his gift, that's what he could have did. And by now, 5 years later, he wouldn't care about what Drake. They should probably go by that. Drake. I'm gonna call him that the rest of the video. He wouldn't care about what Drake did going forward. Drake could be best friends. Toronto and Philly gonna play each other in the playoffs this year. And Drake gonna be sitting right next to each other. So if he really, really would have invested in his brand, what Drake end up doing wouldn't have mattered. This is why I tell y'all, your brand is important. When you get that attention on your brand, you gotta monetize it. He didn't monetize it. And now he's sitting around, he's on IG crying with a shaggy ass beard. Nigga, you fucked yourself up. Trying to be loyal in a game that ain't loyal. And not looking at this opportunity where you are the most searched person on Google as a way to make money. The hell is wrong with you? Don't nobody want to hear that shit. But I might be wrong. I want to hear y'all opinions. Do y'all think that Drake owes Q Miller anything? Do y'all think Meek owes Q Miller anything? Comment in the comments. Let me know. I'm out the pond. Y'all stay true.